Will the candidates for confirmation please stand? Bishop Boyer, on behalf of St. Mary Parish, it is my privilege to present to you our 27 candidates for the reception of the sacrament of confirmation.
Well, Father Dan, are these candidates ready to receive the sacrament, and have they been well prepared for it?
Bishop, these young women and men have spent the last year growing in their understanding of the spirit and responsibilities of the Catholic faith. They have received religious formation and education. They have learned the core beliefs and values of our Catholic religion. They have received enrichment through the reception of sacraments and a retreat experience, as well as having provided Christian service in the community and in the parish through many different opportunities. I believe they are now ready to become fully initiated members of our Catholic community through the sacrament of confirmation.
Thanks, Father Koga. Will the sponsors stand as well? My dear sponsors, the Christian life and the demands that flow from the sacraments are never to be taken lightly. Therefore, before granting these candidates their request to be confirmed, it's necessary that the Church hears your testimony. So I ask you, sponsors, are these candidates ready to be confirmed tonight?
They are.
And my brothers and sisters in this Christian assembly, should these, our brothers and sisters, be confirmed tonight? My dear candidates, your pastor, your sponsors, your family members, your fellow parishioners have now all testified on your behalf. So I ask you, candidates, are you ready now to receive the sacrament of confirmation? Oh my goodness. Are you ready now to receive the sacrament of confirmation? Excellent. Have a seat, please. Ah, parents, I know you have such shy children. Before going into the homily, a few words of thanks. I'm certainly always very grateful to those who have prepared the celebration, or certainly our musicians and servers and lectors and all those who have welcomed us. Thanks so very much for all that you have done. I'm grateful, too, to the catechists, to those who've helped prepare these men and women for the reception of the sacrament tonight. Thanks so much to all of you. Very grateful to your wonderful deacon and your wonderful pastor. How about a nice round of applause for them? And certainly, sponsors, I am grateful to you. You are here today not just for a ceremony, you are making a commitment to these men and women for the rest of your life, a commitment to pray for them, to be a good example to them, perhaps to offer a word of advice every now and then, especially when they think they don't need it. That's probably when they most need it. But mostly, they are on a pilgrimage back to our Heavenly Father, as you are. But you are making a pledge to accompany them on their pilgrimage. So please take that seriously. We're all aimed to get back to our Heavenly Father. Parents, thanks so much to you for taking so seriously the education and the formation of your sons and daughters. I appreciate it a great deal. Now the homily. One of the most painful lines in the Gospels is this: His countenance fell, and he went away sorrowful. A better translation of the Greek is that his face became gloomy, kind of like a dark night, like tonight. This young man, wealthy, either due to money from his folks or by his own entrepreneurship, could not bear to let go of all of that in order to follow Jesus. Why is this conversation with Jesus so important for us tonight? In this sacrament of confirmation, you will receive a fullness of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul tells us that one of the signs that the Holy Spirit is active in you will be your goodness. Now, goodness, according to St. Paul, is not so much about how we conform to certain standards of our day, since those standards may in fact be only worldly wise. But rather, goodness is how we are like God, who is good. It is God who shows us what our goodness should look like. Well, how is the Holy Spirit going to help us with this gift of goodness? I believe there are three ways. First of all, the young man, who by the way is never named in the Gospels, came up to Jesus and recognized that he was made for goodness. In fact, he actually knelt down before Jesus. He was so impressed with Jesus. In Mark and in Luke's Gospels, the young man calls Jesus good. So he knew what he was looking for. Jesus helps to clear things up for the young man by telling him that only God is good. This gift of goodness, then, is to make us like God. Of course, the hint here is that we have to let God then be the Lord of our lives. This is kind of a warning that Jesus is giving to that young man. Goodness may not be entirely pleasant after all, for after all, being like God may not be easy. Secondly, Jesus then tells the young man to do what God has asked of us, that is, keep the commandments. Being good then, being like God, means that we do God's will. Well, let's give this young man the benefit of the doubt. He says that he has been keeping the commandments since he was a child. I believe him. Let's believe him. The commandments are nothing more than showing us how to be God-like. But there's always something more, isn't there? St. Mark's Gospel tells us that Jesus really liked this guy and that he looked upon him with love. Jesus probably saw that there was a lot of goodness in this guy already, and he simply had to be challenged one more time. So thirdly, Jesus knows this will be tough, but he tells the young man that if he really wants to live the goodness of God, then he must follow Jesus. He must follow him. This is moving beyond the commandments, because Jesus is not a commandment. Jesus shows us most perfectly how to be the very goodness of God. But for the young man, there's a catch. There always is. There's a catch for all of us, and it's different for all of us. But for this young man, in order for him to follow Jesus and live true goodness, he must let go of his great wealth. He must drop whatever might distract him so that he can truly follow Jesus completely. To follow Jesus is to enter into a new existence. Jesus's existence is to be a wanderer and to spread the gospel. He is mission-oriented. This is when the young man walks away sad. He cannot accept the challenge issued by the prophet Micah so many centuries before, a challenge which Jesus lives. Micah asked, "What is good but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" My sisters and brothers, today you confirmands receive the Holy Spirit. The result of this great gift will be the ability to share in the very goodness of God, looking to Jesus as a model of goodness, seeing God's will as the most important guide for our behavior, and being willing to make Jesus number one in our lives. Not eliminating other responsibilities we have, but doing all to help him spread the good news. So I beg you, do not frustrate the Holy Spirit. Let this fruit of goodness flourish in your hearts. Don't walk away sad from the Lord, but rather be the light and the salt of our world. God bless you all. Father, we invite each of us to share in the life and ministry. You invite each of us to share in the life and ministry of your Son Jesus. Send your Holy Spirit to form our parish as a community of missionary disciples. Teach us how to hear Jesus, to love Jesus, and to share your gift of salvation with everyone we meet. Through the witness and intercession of Mary, Guide me to deepen my commitment as a disciple of Jesus. Lead our parish to grow as an intentional community, committed to go and announce the gospel of the Lord. We ask these blessings in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.